This is Deacon Bill Frederick from St. Joseph Church in Brecksville, Ohio, with today's reflection. In today's Gospel from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, the legion of unclean spirits within the possessed, tormented man was cast out by Jesus, and then Jesus gave them permission to enter the herd of swine. Shortly thereafter, the defenseless swine, which numbered about 2,000 according to the Gospel, rushed down into the sea and were drowned. Once again, the unclean spirits were free to roam about the earth, seeking out another victim to torment. And those unclean spirits are still with us even today. They infest the hearts and souls of untold numbers of our fellow Americans and influence them to cause harm to others, even to the point of sending defenseless individuals to their deaths. I am not talking about a herd of 2,000 pigs here. Instead, I am talking about the 2,500 babies that are killed by abortion every day in the United States. And just how sad is this? In spite of the 2022 Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, we as a nation are still aborting babies at a breakneck pace. So what can we do to fix this horrid reality? First, just as Jesus did 2,000 years ago, we must cast out the unclean spirits that threaten to send us into the sea of death. And to do this, we must peacefully and determinedly collaborate with pro-life supporters to pass state laws that will protect the unborn. Then we must use our gifts of time, talent, and treasure to help the expectant mothers who choose life instead of death for their unborn babies. And if we do this, we as Christian Catholics will be well on our way to casting out the unclean spirits and sending them back to hell where they can torment each other for all eternity.